Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. I swear, my brothers, we all locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. Damn. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun. So call me Pharaoh now.
Rabbit
that's just some food for thought. So take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green.
Damn.
Money over Africans, but we ain't really Africans.
Damn.
Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God,
so tear your fucking past to Robin Masters. Take a class again, cause I'm gon' show these people there's no need for you to ask a man. Just get up on your knees and talk to God, don't worry about your sin. I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him. This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? Use your glasses, damn. I'm tired of all my people, see that's niggas with no action plan. And I didn't choose to rap, he just fell into a backup plan. So let go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
Yeah. I rise with the sun.
Neighbor like your brother, even if you ain't the same. And treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel this, turn it off and toss it in the drain. Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain. Michael Brown, he left me with a frown. We should've known better, man. When they looking for a reason to put a bullet in his letter, man. And don't you get the clue that all these people scared of all us. Cause we made it through that slavery by Rolexes and Rovers. And you can't hold us down. We hold the crown for majors before us. And though you play with money, we still know that you below us. Now look what you done did. I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up. Cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures. If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim. So I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms.
Money,
military.
Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, aka Master Teacher 33. And today is Saturday. Saturday, Shabbat Shalom. Saturday, Shabbat Shalom, August the 1st of 2015. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, we're starting a new series today, 10-part series. This is one of the shows we've been putting off for a while, one of the things that I've been putting off for a while. So now it's time to go ahead and lay the gauntlet, as they say. So I want to welcome everybody again to this series. This is the Saul Paul series. Today is the introduction, if you will, to this series. What we want to share today, we want to kind of lay a good foundation as to what we're going to be discussing during this 10-part series. This series will be like none other. It's going to be a life-changing series. It's going to be something that is going to be revolutionary And hopefully, let me just get a double check and make sure that everybody can hear me okay. So I think that's my brother Dana. Brother Dana, can you hear me okay? Is the line and the audio coming through okay? Fantastic. All right. Well, thank you. Thank you so much, Brother Dana, for giving me a thumbs up, brother. So we go ahead and proceed. Brothers and sisters, this series is, you know, like all the series, I try to establish a foundation. And because of how hard the enemy has been fighting me to do this 10-part series, let me know the magnitude of this series. Normally, I get some opposition before I do any type of a show. That's normal. I've never experienced this type of opposition ever in my life. And so I don't even know how. I'm not going to go into all of the details of the, you know, of the opposition. Just simply state that, you are going to hear some things that you've probably never heard before. And it's going to change my life, and it's going to change your, it's going to change your life. This series is going to be very, 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 very powerful. I don't even know how to say it other than just say what I just said. I guarantee that after the conclusion of this series, your life will not be the same. Let me just simply state this. What we are about to embark upon, brothers and sisters, is one of the most dangerous things that you can do, because you're going up against the status quo. Anytime you challenge orthodox tradition, you are going to be labeled and ostracized and probably cast aside. So let me make sure that you understand what we are, what you have, or what we are about to embark upon. Because we are getting ready to embark upon a journey that is life-changing and transformative, or has the potential to transform. So before we delve into the meat of Saul, and Paul, we have to look at those three words, if you will. Saul, we have to look at Saul, we have to look at Paul. Because when we look at these three words, we encounter, what we see is three names. And one of the biggest things that blows my mind is that people don't really understand the power of a name. Most people don't understand that man is name, and name is man. So before we can even talk about Paul, we got to talk about what established Paul, what established Saul, what established Saul. In fact, what established you. Most people may or may not, if you're not a member of my organization, or if you're new to the stuff that I talk about, you may not understand the power of a name. Most people don't really know that all through scripture, people's names were changed. So when you change the name of something, or when you name something, you label something, or you limit something. No different from Paul. So when Paul's name was Saul, he was one way. When his name was Saul, he was one way. And when his name was Paul, he was not one way. So if you don't understand that, and I'll talk about this in detail inside of what I call a diakonia report. Diakonia is a Greek word that simply means service or ministry. Everybody has a service or a ministry. So did Paul. So in order for us to understand where we're going with this series, we have to first lay that foundation, which is that Paul's name actually means something. Saul means something, and Saul means something. And so we have to understand the ramifications of those meanings before we can ever even start having a educational or a didactic discourse about Paul. Because Paul, Saul, Saul, we're looking at whether this individual is an apostle, a false prophet, or option C. Now, option C, which we're going to be breaking down, is a cookie blower. So I'm preparing you up front. So hopefully you can understand, because most Christians, most people believe that, you know, Paul, who was a Jewish rabbi, was actually born. Saul was a man chosen by God to communicate the precepts that was founded by Jesus Christ, aka Yahuwah or Yahushua. And so when we look at what that means, as I talked about before, We have to start, and this is tough, but we have to start. We have to start with understanding to those without the Torah, and the Torah, again, is the foundation of what we call Judaism. So when we look at Judaism, Judaism is based upon this thing that we call the Torah. And what we look at when we look at the Torah is the foundation of Yahushua's ministry. So when we talk about Yahushua, we have to talk about Saul, because when we look at the platform by which Saul's writings were based upon, we have to ask, does the words that Paul wrote line up with the words that Jesus wrote? When we look at Yahushua, Yahushua handpicked disciples, and Paul was not one of them. Now, that's not nothing really to be concerned about, but we have to look at the fact that Yahushua handpicked certain people. For example, when we look at Peter, Peter was one of the disciples that was handpicked by Jesus or Yahushua. Apostle Paul wasn't. But when we look at some of the things that are that Paul taught versus that Yahushua taught, we have to start examining and we have to start looking at it. And that's what we're going to do through this series. We're going to go through this series and we're going to compare the teachings of Paul against the teachings of the Torah or the teachings of Yahushua and his father, Yahuwah. And once we over and understand these teachings, then we're able to kind of look at and make a you will be able to look at and make a spiritual decision based upon understanding the ramifications and looking at the evidence instead of hearsay. And so when we look at the fact that, for example, when the elders, the testimony on behalf of the Torah and the testimony on behalf of what Yahushua said and the testimony on behalf of what Paul said, we got to look at all three, because all three of those are different. Some people don't understand that, but they are. That's what we're going to be looking at doing this series. We're going to be looking at doing this series, why Paul has more books in the Bible than who. We want to also look at doing this series, the Gospels, and we want to look at the 13 letters that Paul wrote, and we want to compare them to what Yahushua says. Now, again, man is name and name is man. And so if we don't look at the name of, when you name something, again, you label it or limit it, as we've said before. Now, inside the Diakonia Report, and let me just put this out here real quick before we really get knee deep into this. If you are listening to this show and you have not, or you do not have a Diakonia Report. Now, Diakonia, again, is just a Greek word that means service or ministry. Everybody has a service or ministry or purpose. So did Paul. And so if we don't understand Paul's purpose and Paul's mission, then we are going to misinterpret Paul's ministry and Paul's service. Let me say that again. If we don't understand Paul's purpose and Paul's mission, we're going to misinterpret Paul's service and Paul's ministry. Let me say that again. If we don't understand Paul's purpose and Paul's ministry, we're going to misunderstand. We're going to misinterpret his service and why he's here and what he did. And so when we look at, again, Yahushua's name, it means Yah is salvation. So everything Jesus did matched his name. Let me say that again. Everything Jesus did matched his name. Let me say that again. Everything that Yahushua, Yah is our salvation. Everything that Yahushua did lines up or is encapsulated inside of his name. Everything that you do encapsulated inside of your name. So if I know your name, I know your purpose. Let me say that again. If I know your name, I know your purpose. Let me say that one more time. If I know your name, I know your purpose. And if I don't know your name, I don't know your purpose. And so why is that? Each letter of your name represents a characteristic or an attribute of God. So each letter of the name Saul represents something. Each letter of the name Saul represents something. Each letter of the name Paul represents something. So if I was to change your name, then I would change the meaning. I would change the quote unquote essence are the characteristics, the energy, wave, the vibration that you manifest yourself. Now, for most people, this, again, this is just an overlying overview of what I do. So everybody that I meet, the fact is I do a Dear Kinnear report for them. Now, that Dear Kinnear report, again, is a 500-page document that explains, it reveals, explains, illuminates, and simplifies who you are to you. If you do not have that, you need to email me at masterteacher33.com at gmail.com. The email address again is masterteacher33.com at gmail.com. The cost of the Dear Kinnear report is $300. Again, it's 500 pages. It takes about 2 weeks to compile the information. There is nothing on the planet, to my knowledge, that even comes close to revealing you. Everything in that report reveals you to you. What we are going to be studying during this 10-hour series is Paul's Dear Kinnear report. Let me say that again. What we're going to be studying during this 10-hour series is Saul's Dear Kinnear report. We're going to break his Dear Kinnear. We're going to break down his DNA. We're going to break down his service. We're going to break down his ministry. We're going to break down his essence. We're going to break down the reasons that Paul existed on this planet and why he did what he did. If we can understand, if we can start to wrap our brain on those concepts that's inside the Dear Kinnear report, then we'll be able to clearly understand what Paul is all about. That is the foundation by which we are going to proceed and that we're going to move forward. Because once we understand the foundation of who Saul, who Saul, and who Paul is, based upon the service, based upon the ministry, then we'll be able to see clearly exactly who Paul is and what Paul represents. Now, again, the Dear Kinnear report, if you don't have your personal one, you need to get this. This is not no personality report. This is not no zodiac sign. All that is a part of it. But this goes birth. This is your spiritual heritage. This is your spiritual essence. This is where before you incarnated into this dimension. What did you do? What was your prior existence? Your prior existence before you arrived on this planet. That's what we're going to be talking about when we're talking about Saul. That's what we're going to be discussing during this series. We're going to be discussing Paul's characteristics or Saul's characteristics before he incarnated in this dimension. Now, brothers and sisters, the apostles in Jerusalem heard that Paul had been preaching a doctrine in Corinth and in Galatia. Paul was telling them not to follow the law anymore and that they don't have to eat kosher meat anymore or to be circumcised according to Genesis chapter 17, verse 14. So Paul came preaching another gospel, Corinth and Galatia. So we have to understand why Paul came teaching another gospel and was that something that he should be doing, based upon under over an understanding. But we have to go back. Galatians chapter 1 verse 6 says, I am astonished that quickly discerning the one who called you by the grace of Christ and are turning to a different gospel. Galatians chapter 1 verse 6 talks about this different gospel that Paul came preaching that was different from the Torah. So the covenant again is broken if there is no circumcision, if the quote-unquote Judaic laws that was inside the Torah. So Paul came teaching grace. He came teaching a different gospel. So the apostles went to Galatia. They went to Corinth, and they convinced everyone. Paul heard about this. He went right back to those same cities and he started to again teach what he was called, he believed, or to teach. Now, you won't find too many people that I haven't heard anybody talk, explain this information that we're going to be talking about today. Now, brothers and sisters, I'm going to need you to actually listen to all 10 hours of this series. It's going to be long. But trust, well worth it before you make your decision. Because if you make your decision before you completely understand what you are accepting or rejecting, I guarantee you, you're going to make the wrong decision. Guaranteed. You have to weigh all of the evidence before you make any, most people do that automatically. You have to look at all of the evidence before you make a decision, because something can look one way at the beginning, but when you look at the evidence further, you see some new information, you see it in a different light, you start to pull back the layers and things start to make sense. That's no different. Paul is no different. You are no different. It's very important, my brothers and sisters, that each one of us over and understand who we are and whose we are. Was Paul an apostle? Was he a false prophet? Or was he something else? Now, some people say God's name is Jehovah. Some people say God's name is Yahweh. God has many different names, right? But which one is his name? Now, that's an important question. But based upon the Hebrew verb hayah, H-A-Y-A-H, hayah, it means to exist. So this word hayah, where we get the word Yahuwah, is found 7,000 times in the original Torah, in the book of in all of the prophets and in the Psalms. 7,000 times this word or this name is Hayah in the Hebrew. And what's really interesting is that we are not only encouraged to use this name, but the scripture says that replacing his name with the title Lord God, or Adonai, was blasphemy. But yet we all do. Or let me rephrase that. The writers, the scribes and Pharisees did. They took out Hashem and they replaced it with titles. Why did they do that? So we have titles now. We don't have the name. We don't have the name of God. So the most devastating thing that a person to another person is to change his name or to not call him by his name. The most devastating thing haven't been done in human history is to replace the name of God, to replace Yah with a different name. So now nobody knows that the name of God is confused. Nobody understands how you get the name Yahushua unless you do the research. When you change somebody's name, it opens up the door to mischaracterizing his nature and his characteristics, and it opens up the door for the acceptance of false gods by other names. Let me say that again. When you manipulate a name, when you change a name, when you do anything to a name, it opens up the door for false doctrine. It opens up for mischaracterizations and the misunderstanding of the nature. That's what happened to Paul. That's what happened to Yahushua. That happened to Yahuwah. That's what's happening to you. That's what happened to all of us. The first thing that happens when people came over here, at least from an African-American, and so if you change the name of something, you change the character of something. So before we jump into this series, we have to start with understanding that Saul became Saul and Saul became Paul. Three names, three positions. Three ways of characterizing or naturalizing something. Let me say that again. It's very important, brothers and sisters, I have to drive this fact home. When you name something, limit something, you put it inside of a box. And the characteristics that you express are the results of the letters that consummates your name. If I change the letters around, those letters are symbols or runes. Each one contains characteristics, attributes, power, or spiritual power, if we want to use those terms. Now, it goes a whole lot deeper than that. When you order your Dear Kinnear report, I have all this information inside of that Dear Kinnear report that goes into the alphanumerics and the ley lines of the place and the time of your birth. Now, we have to look at Saul. We have to look at Saul. Where was Paul? Where was Saul? Where was Saul born? Because your place where you was born is very, very significant. Remember, Saul was of Tarsus, was he not? Saul was born in Tarsus, which is similar to Taurus, which is similar to the bull. Now, brothers and sisters, as we land the foundation for the upcoming shows, this series and these shows that are to hear, to my knowledge, globe to this level. When we look at the actual founder of quote unquote Judaism, the records clearly state that did not exist during that time. Paul was not one of the original disciples. Everybody know that. So Paul was not a Hebrew scholar. He was what is called a Hellenist. Now, Saul's true name is Saul. Now, this is important because Saul was born to in Tarsus of Thessalonica. Now, again, this found, I think, chapter 11, verse 39, talks about Paul. Paul's parents. Paul was born to Jewish parents, but he was raised inside of a Roman home, if you will. This is really important because has on how. Paul has the ability to know both sides of the fence, if you will. Now, you should be asking yourself, why is this important? Remember Moses? Moses was a Hebrew. Moses was an Egyptian. Why was Moses a Hebrew and why was he raised an Egyptian? Because of his purpose. That was a reason why Moses was born a Hebrew but raised an Egyptian. Now, when we're looking at this, as we're going to go through this series and we're going to break all this down for you, what you are going to find, brothers and sisters, inside of this book. Now, when we talk about Paul, something about Paul, about Saul, and about, again, Saul. When we break down through each name individually, and we're going to give you the essence. I'm going to give you the essence on tomorrow's show, delve deeply into Saul. Today, again, we just study. And what we're going to be talking about when we talk about the subject of Paul and when we talk about. So today, I want the night listening to this show either has your Dear Kinnear report because you're going to need it to understand yourself, or you're going to order your Dear Kinnear report. Because again, everybody listening to the show, in order for you to understand Saul, in order for you to understand Paul, you have to understand. And so when we continue this series tomorrow, we're going to go more into Saul. We're going to go more into Paul. We're going to go more into Saul. Because we have to lay a good foundation. Now remember, the name Haya is mentioned 7,000 times. It's mentioned 7,000 times, but nobody knows the name. So do you know your name? If not, email me at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. masterteacher33.com@gmail.com, so that way you can get your Dear Kinnear report and you can over and understand your name. Why? Everybody has a big misconception about Saul, and about Paul. And so we have to make sure that we break down these individuals, starting with Saul. So when we understand and when we breakdown, who calls Tarsus, who then becomes Paul and starts preaching another gospel. But is it another gospel? Well, at the end of this series, you'll understand. But we have to start at first base, and that is with the name. Important, my brother, important thing, my sister, is for you to understand your name and for us to understand Paul's name. So what is the story of Saul of Tarsus before he became the Apostle Paul? So what is the story of Saul of Tarsus before he became Paul? What's so profound is what happened on the road to Damascus, which we're going to break that down. But who was Saul? Who was Saul? And who was Paul? When we looking at a man who was born to Jewish parents, but was raised underneath the Pharisaical law or system. So Saul was born again, but he was raised differently. Now, brothers and sisters, for each person, that don't really mean too much. But if you really, really, really look at it, just like in Moses, he was a Hebrew, but there's a purpose. And if we don't know the purpose of a thing, then a beast of the is inevitable. Saul or Saul, one word meaning means desired or desire. Now, we're going to break this word down more as we get more into the meat of the message to give you the true biblical of this word, so that way you can understand. Now, what you should be asking yourself is, are you aware that God asked you to question everything that Paul written? Are you aware of that? Say that again. Are you aware of the fact that God has asked you to question that Paul has written? Now, to all of my Blog Talk listeners, this is, again, I'll just gave you guys a small snippet. We're going to be covering a 10-hour series. I'm disconnecting from my Blog Talk listeners at this time. If you guys continue to this series, please email me at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com so that way you can get the rest of the series. Again, to all of the Blog Talk listeners, be disconnecting at this time. If you would like to continue to listen to this landmark series, please tell me at master33@gmail.com. So when we look at the word Saul, and we'll pick up again, lay the foundation for tomorrow show, talking about this word called desire, but it's deeper than that. Saul is his name. That's his right name. He was, when we talk about Saul, the name Saul and God required, now remember, man is name and name is man. That's why your name is so important. That's why you should not even be listening to this show if you don't hear can report, because you don't understand the share. Most Christians believe that Paul, again, a Jewish rabbi, was, you know, born as Saul, but he's a man, and they don't understand that his name is. And so if we don't understand that, we are doing ourselves, because the name Saul breaks down. The name Saul breaks down into understanding how that works. The name Saul is under the Roman is the principal agent by which God communicates the precepts of his religion. But the question that we should be asking ourselves today is Saul. Who is Saul? Because Saul is different from Saul, and Saul is different from Paul. And so I don't understand why we are in some serious, serious trouble. So if you don't understand that, well, when we talk about Saul, the name Saul simply means to question. The name tells you what it is. The name tells you what you should do. The name tells you how you should. The name tells you how to respond. The name tells you everything. And so if you don't understand that,